Friday, the 19th March 2010. Here are some news, announcements and interviews from Waterville. On the microphone, Nadine, in studio, Yahalom and Chloe. Here's the weather. Today, the temperature will range between 32 and 25 degrees. The air is quite hazy with northern winds of 6 km per hour and a humidity of 79%. First, now listen to an interview with Tina on the Planning Resources exhibition happening this month in Town Hall.
Oh, I'm Tina from Lavinia. I'm working with Lavinia since the last 2 years. This exhibition came out quite well. We couldn't put up all the panels we have. Half of it is there now, and the other half will be put up in a few days or next week. This exhibition is actually to see about Roger's work, what his inspiration was, his how he wanted to Oroville develop, his sort of like his own sketches, everything he had, not everything, part of it, what he had developed over all those years. And I think there are many, many things we don't know. We know only very few most famous photos which have been released and we have seen all the time. But, I mean, the bulk of the work nobody has ever seen. I was so surprised. I saw a PowerPoint presentation of stuff which Jacqueline had scanned. And, I mean, there were so beautiful models and beautiful sketches and beautiful, which I'm completely new. I mean, I'm here since so long, I've never ever seen those things. So it's really worth it to come and have a look. And this is just a small percentage of what there is available. And Jacqueline goes on scanning, scanning and scanning. This is nothing what she has. This is a lot more to see and to explore. And to, you see, he developed whatever he developed, lines of forces and the galaxy and all that from those kind of sketches. And we've seen only the last models. So this is known. All the rest, we have no idea. You know, how he saw the crown road and how he saw has seen how the buildings would be placed and It's not known. It's a very nice exhibition to you know, for the community to share with the community.
Here are some announcements for your weekend. Tonight we will have a cabaret evening at Visitor Center with dance, poetry, mime show, songs, music, live paintings and clowns. It is presented by Oroville Performing Arts and a fundraising event to help performing artists in Oroville. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. there will be outdoor happenings. From 7:30 to 8:30 there will be dinner, and from 8:30 on the cabaret show is starting. On Saturday there will be Chakravyuha, a theater production based on the ancient epic Mahabharata. The play is an adaptation from the original Manipuri play by a well-known Indian playwright and theater director Ratyan Tiam, which is translated into English. It starts 8 p.m. sharp in Bharat Nivas and they are only able to perform the play for 1 day, so don't miss it. On Saturday there will be a clown show, Clown Lulu and The Last Tree. Clown Lulu discovers the last tree on earth. She's very worried. She gives all her care and love to the tree. Nevertheless, due to the pollution, the tree starts to die and Clown Lulu faces a major crisis. She tries everything in her clownish way to save the tree and along with it herself. In the end, a magic surprise! This solo clown show by Astrid at Savchu will be held on Sunday the 21st of March at 8 p.m. for children of all ages, supported by the German Cultural Pavilion. Get out of your mind to have the true intelligence. Get out of your sensations to have the true feelings. Get out of your sensitiveness to have the true dynamism, the mother. The news is a reflection on the lives of Orwellians. For further information, please contact orwellradio.org. And thanks for listening.